September 9th. That blow over the Labor Day weekend ushered in the fall fishing season here in Montauk. I can't remember such a long spell of rotten weather at this time of year. Virtually nobody ventured offshore. The blow brought the inshore waters to life with all kinds of fish chasing all kinds of little fishies. The false albacore are the most visible, with pods of them splashing around down by the lighthouse. September 23rd. Fluke fishing has had it for the year. There are still some good fish around, but I think those are just stragglers who are a little too slow to realize the rest of their buddies have left. That blow we had Labor Day seems to have been the end for the flatties. Sea bass and porgies are still here, though, and will be for a couple of months anyway. September 30th. The offshore season is definitely on the wane. Weather is the big reason for the drop in interest. Getting blown out for a couple of days is becoming commonplace, and when the winds do subside, it takes a day or two to find the fish. Then maybe there are a couple of days of action before another blowout. Overall, the surf scene is a little slow right now, but it's also very changeable. The fall run is on, and there'll be times when the fish, both bass and blues, will be right at the surf caster's feet. The secret to success is to put in your time. October 14th. If you're thinking about coming out to Montauk this time of year, you have to understand one thing. And that is, it's more likely than not that there'll be some breeze. All you can do is hope that you'll be able to deal with it. There will be some spells of great weather, but perfect days are a little bit too much to demand. Overall, though, the fishing is about what you can expect from Montauk this time of the season. Excellent. Everyone from charter boats to light tackle guys to plain old Googans are catching plenty of stripers. The falsies are hanging on as well, although sometimes the bluefish get in their way. And if you're into bottom fishing, the sea bass and porgies are in top form. November 5th. Except for the weather, things are going along wonderful here in Montauk. It seems like every weekend has been at least a partial blowout. And at this time of the season, since many of the charter boats are only sailing on weekends, it's getting painful. But the fishing is holding up well, with lots of medium-sized bass around as well as a sprinkling of trophies. In addition, there are still some bluefish in various quantities, including some real brutes. The falsies are gone as of about a week ago. They probably just got tired of the weather. December 14th. Although there are still a couple of boats fishing, I'll go out on a limb and declare the 2002 season finally over. The Lazy Bones fished through yesterday and caught a couple of fish, but now the weekend is here with a lousy forecast. So even Bones is packing it in.